Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Ronan Keating, Life is a Roller Coaster on Today FM. And before that, Mimi Webb, brand new music, and Good Without. It is Alison Curtis with you. It is Weekend Breakfast. And as promised, the Dailies have joined us, Gina and Carol Daly. How are you guys?
Hello. Hello. Hey, how are you?
Through the medium of Zoom. it's kind of a funny conversation because we're watching you, but you can't see us. So apologies if you feel uncomfortable.
Are you looking at all my chins because he has the camera at the weirdest angle?
I'm the same. So listen, the Daily Dish rides again, and you guys had huge success. A runaway bestseller with the Daily Dish became the fastest selling cookbook in Irish history, and that was during a pandemic. So that's some impressiveness there. And you've got your second book now, Rides Again. And basically, Gina, it's all in there. Pizzas, burgers, tacos, curries. So we can literally have what we want and still make it healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah. This book feels a lot more grown up. I think a lot more, it feels like it's just packed full of more gorgeous food. But at the same time, you're looking at every picture, you're going, oh my God, that looks unbelievable. But it's good to eat. It's healthier to eat. And, there's less fats, there's leaner meats. And what we really wanted with the book was to turn every single page and go, I want to make that. Yeah. And not be, look through, and not have just a book that you flick through and occasionally make the odd dish. We want this to be a staple in everybody's kitchen. And for people who aren't necessarily great in the kitchen, that they can go, oh my God, I can actually pick this book up and everything is in my press and I can make whatever I want out of it. Yeah. So.
And that's the impressive thing about it as well, is that, even when I was going through it during the week, everything is in the press and you can make this. And the food isn't, like Carol, super, it's not expensive ingredients necessarily. It's kind of everyday stuff.
Absolutely. I think for us, there was no point in putting ingredients in that people would have to go out of their way to get. It's something you can get in your weekly shop. And as Gina said, we wrote this during the summer in lockdown. It helped us get through lockdown, but we wanted to get really exciting and adventurous and kind of, okay, the first book did so well. So obviously there's pressure on us and there's kind of nerves as well. This one to do is good. So we wanted to go, how can we take it to the next level? Everything in this, we've eaten numerous times with our family and we absolutely love it. So it's something, it's not just, here's a recipe that you might like. Here's a recipe we love. We hope you guys like it too.
It's really a generous book now, guys, because there is a lot in it. So Gina, I have to ask you about this. The brekkie pizza wrap, please, because it could be controversial with the beans as an element. Please talk us through this.
I suppose with your traditional pizza, you're going to be using a passata base or a tomato base. And we're like, we love, why does pizza have to be for dinner or for, why not have it for lunchtime as well? So we're like, what can we use for the base? I'm going to throw a few beans on it. And you can have your regular beans, your barbecue beans, you can have spicy beans, whichever you fancy. And I know beans are not for everybody, but when you're putting it all together, you're putting on some black pudding, white pudding, sausages, rashers, whatever you want, and eat it on the plate or roll it all up and just
shovel it in.
Like the picture, awesome. The picture is, I'm going to tweet it out in a little while, but the picture is remarkable. I'm like, oh, I want this now. And also, what about, this is in the breakfast, the bang and breakfast and brunch category. I've never heard of Biscoff and the Biscoff sandcastle. Tell me about that.
Okay, so Biscoff is a biscuit. It's like a caramelized biscuit. And it's really big in the Netherlands and places like that. And they would traditionally, there you'll see a bottle there, they would traditionally have taken the biscuit in the morning and crumpled it onto bread. People here would have had sugar sandwiches years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And still do, actually. A lady came up with the idea of making these biscuits into a spread, so kind of like a Nutella. So there's no nuts in it. It's the biscuits grinded up into a spread, and you can actually then put it in the microwave and melt it. So a little goes a long way. So you can make, and I suppose it's not a slimming friendly type of thing, but you can incorporate it into your meal, into your food by melting it and making it kind of go further. For me, breakfast is my nemesis and I really struggle.
Do you skip it, Gina? Is it? You skip it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I try, for years, I'd rather just get up, have a coffee, go my whole day, and then by lunchtime or even dinner time, I'd be absolutely starving and I'm reaching for all the rubbish that I can get my hands on because I just want something quick to shovel in my mouth. Yeah. So I had to, you know, kind of teach myself again, right, you have to have breakfast. Once you have breakfast, your lunch then is, you know, you don't have to have a bigger lunch or a bigger dinner. But for me, breakfast, I wasn't into cereals or anything, but the Biscoff, it just took my breath away. I'm on a sales pitch now.
I'm going to have to do this now.
So the porridge thing, and I do it in porridge on pancakes, and this little kind of Biscoff sandcastle was just like a mug cake using oats. You throw it in the microwave and you put your Biscoff on it, and it's unbelievable.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that as well. You've got like everything in there, like frozen bananas on sticks as a breakfast treat, like loads of really good ideas in there. But Carol, something that, you know, hopefully with the weather, this rainy patch will pass us and lots of people are, you know, in the gardens doing barbecues and things like that. Everyone loves a good burger, and you've got a big chapter on burgers. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I love burgers, always have. And in the first book, I had like the traditional double cheeseburger and I had a blue cheeseburger. And I was kind of going, right, let's get more exciting with the burgers. So we've got like a pork tenderloin burger. We've got a volcano burger. We've got a drunken chicken burger, which is quite spicy. We've got cheeseburger spring rolls. We've got a lamb burger. So, and it's all, again, using leaner mince, healthier ingredients, but just like making your traditional burger more exciting, I suppose. And there's plenty in there for people who like burgers.
Oh, it is brilliant. And you guys have just such great ideas, and it's just about being creative and just trying something a little bit different, but also, as you say, making sure the ingredients are really good. You've got Get Loaded, which is a great chapter. I mean, you start off with a picture of chips, guys. Like, that's going to reel people into the book. You've got Curry in a Hurry, Badass Burgers, Mambo, Sambo, and Soups, and loads of things in there. And it's just, it's so good. And we're getting messages for you already. Tell the guys that I bought the new book, and it's in the bedside locker, and I love it. I read it most nights playing the meals for the next day. It's just so great. And I, you know, you guys are brilliant to follow online as well. So Gina, I know like you've got thousands and thousands of people on Instagram, but just give us your accounts if you can.
Mine is @thedailydish.
D-A-L-Y.
So Daily as in my surname, and Carl is Mr. Dish. And I think some people are kind of a bit, why is he called Mr. Dish? Because he used to feature on my Instagram and I'd say, oh, here's Mr. Dish. And he's MISTER.Dish. So
that's great.
It's not for any other reason.
Well, listen, continued success. The Daily Dish rides again. We've got copies of this to give away in a little while, but I really appreciate your time, guys. And continued success. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Alison.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.